आप हैं SBS हिंदी के साथ।
प्रोफेसर स्मिता शाह को इस साल महारानी एलिजाबेथ द्वितीय के जन्मदिन पर जारी होने वाले राष्ट्रीय सम्मान सूची में मेडल ऑफ ऑर्डर ऑफ ऑस्ट्रेलिया सम्मान से नवाजा गया है। उन्हें ये सम्मान सामुदायिक स्वास्थ्य में उनके कार्य और सतत योगदान के लिए दिया जा रहा है। इस सम्मान की घोषणा पर प्रोफेसर शाह अपनी भावनाएं कुछ यूं व्यक्त करती हैं।
How do I feel? Well, I feel thrilled. I am excited by this recognition of this award, especially because it recognizes the work I've been doing in the community for many years, and it also recognizes my colleagues and the organizations that have supported me in this work, and especially where I work in Western Sydney Local Health District.
Professor Smita Shah ka janm Tanzania mein hua. Unke doctor pita mool roop se Gujarati the aur Tanzania mein Masai adivasiyon ko samudayik swasthya pradan kiya karte the. साल 1971 में तंजानिया के राजनीतिक हालात बिगड़ने के बाद वे परिवार समेत ऑस्ट्रेलिया आ गए थे। प्रोफेसर शाह बताती हैं कि यहीं से उनकी जिंदगी ने एक नया मोड़ लिया था। गांधीवादी पिता के आदर्शों ने बचपन से ही नन्ही स्मिता के मन पर गहरी छाप बनाई थी।
One of the most fascinating memories of my childhood was to actually travel with my father. He had Maasai patients out in the national parks and especially Gorongoro Crater. I used to always go as a 5-year-old. I used to follow him along, and I sort of at that time decided I wanted to do medicine as well and also help change the world. I had this aspiration that I could help change the world, and my father was a great follower of Gandhiji. We were always sort of instructed in Gandhiji's principles, and I thought, oh, if Gandhiji can do that, I can do that too. This is as a 5-year-old. So that was my sort of initial thinking of why I wanted to do medicine.
बचपन में प्रोफेसर शाह की माँ ने उनसे वादा किया था कि उनको उनके दोनों बड़े भाइयों जितनी ही आजादी और अवसर मिलेंगे। प्रोफेसर स्मिता शाह कहती हैं कि उन्होंने इस वादे का पूरा पूरा फायदा उठाया।
So again, I forced my parents to say if they're going to Scotland, I want to go to Scotland. So I then went on to boarding school in Scotland from the age of 12, and then continued my studies in Scotland and went on to do medicine at the University of Glasgow. Finally, after I finished my medicine in 77, I came out to Australia in 79. Most of my growing up actually happened to be in Scotland.
साल 1979 का ऑस्ट्रेलिया आज के ऑस्ट्रेलिया से बहुत अलग था। प्रोफेसर शाह बताती हैं कि हर भारतीय माता पिता की ही तरह उनके माता पिता भी उनका ब्याह करवाना चाहते थे, लेकिन उस समय किस्मत कोई और ही राह लेना चाहती थी।
79 was an interesting period, and I do have another story that I'd like to share, which I think might be, because when I came out in 79, I had told my parents to resist getting me married, and I said wait until I finish medicine before I would think about marriage. So in 79, when I'd finished, so my parents were going to take me to India to meet a suitable boy, and by the time I arrived in Australia, I thought this is not going to work for me at all. So I actually, what happened by coincidentally, the next day after I arrived in Australia, I walked into the children's hospital in Campbelltown, and I was wandering around the children's hospital, and I met with the general manager there, and he said, could he help me? And I said, yes, I'm from Glasgow. I'm a doctor and I'm looking for a job. Interestingly, they just had lost a person, a resident at that time. And he said, oh, do you have your papers? And I said, yes, I have my papers with me. And it was very different era at that time. And I was able to show my papers. They were able to communicate to people in Glasgow. And they said, yeah, well, if you'd like to start tomorrow. So I said, absolutely. And I went excitedly back to my parents and said, guess what, Dad? I've got the best job ever. I've got a job at the children's hospital. And my father said, yeah, when you come back from India. I said, no, no, no. You go to India. I'm staying here. And of course, they did go to India, but they were just they lost faith on that, and they never ever organized for me to meet anyone after that. But I started my career in Australia immediately through working in pediatrics and the children's hospital.
बाल रोग में काम करते करते चिकित्सीय अनुभवों से भरा उनका रास्ता उन्हें आखिरकार सामुदायिक स्वास्थ्य की ओर ले ही गया. उन्होंने बाकायदा सामुदायिक स्वास्थ्य में मास्टर्स किया ताकि अपने मरीजों से बेहतर संवाद स्थापित कर सकें.
Well, after working at the children's hospital, I worked in neonatal intensive care the next year. And one of the things I realized very early on was the doctor-patient communication. There was really sad stories of seeing that parents really did not understand what was happening. And I also saw a lot of young babies with drug and alcohol and other problems that you could look at preventing these problems. So when the opportunity came about for a job in the community health services, I decided to move to community health. And I went on to do a master's in community health to sort of look at what are the issues relevant to communities, and ended up looking at the work in empowerment education with young people. And that's what became the sort of the driving force of most of my work.
Professor Shah कहती हैं कि इस काम में पिता की प्रेरणा तो थी ही, पर जीवन साथी राल्फ इट्सवर्थ का प्रोत्साहन उन्हें एक नई दिशा में ले गया.
When I actually met my lifelong partner, husband, who I recognized on day one that he was going to be the person for me, he influenced, and he arrived from Germany. He basically told, what you're doing in health is fine, but instead of seeing patients, you should be looking at working in more in populations and looking at more in the area of prevention and giving control back to communities. And I thought, that makes sense to me. And also I had seen this work happening.
पति राल्फ ने उन्हें जिस दिशा में आगे बढ़ने की प्रेरणा दी, प्रोफेसर स्मिता ने अपने पिता को वह काम भारत में अपने गांव जगदिया में करते हुए पहले भी देखा था.
My father came from a village in Gujarat called Jagadia, and a group of doctors there had arrived there in the 80s and started up a service called Seva Rural, a society for education and welfare. And my father was involved in that, and I used to go along there. And that's basically, they worked with the communities to empower them and give control back to the communities. It was so inspirational. I felt this is the direction I would actually like to work in.
वो उस वक्त को याद करती हैं जब community health में उन्हें पहला पुरस्कार मिला था.
Oh, that was some time ago. I received actually several, because I worked in urban for while, and we did a lot of work in asthma, and I was recognized by the Australia Day Award at that time by the urban community for the work we were doing with schools and with the communities in preventing and also educating the communities about asthma. It felt, of course, fantastic. And at that time, especially coming from the cult community, I think it felt special to be recognized.
ये पूछने पर कि अभी ऑस्ट्रेलिया में सामुदायिक स्वास्थ्य में सबसे जरूरी क्या है, वे कहती हैं.
Oh my God, that's a big question. I think I work very much at the grassroots level, and what we are focusing on is on youth voice. I think this quote could be actually says that I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the water to create many ripples. And that was a quote from Gandhiji or so. So what we're doing is getting our young people to create the ripples, whether it is in their eating healthy and being active, or whether it's in issues related to, currently we're working in unpacking vaping, or more importantly in the future, like climate change or reducing heat issues. So really looking at issues that are relevant for the wider community, but giving our young people the leadership and advocacy skills to be able to help make a difference.
वे कहती हैं कि भारतीय समुदाय कम्युनिटी हेल्थ के क्षेत्र में पहले ही बहुत सक्रिय है और आगे भी अपना योगदान देता रह सकता है.
The Indian community are already contributing significantly to community health. I'm a member of the Australian Indian Medical Graduates Association, AIMGA, and they've been doing really a lot of work out there. Many of the doctors that I work. My colleagues also have been doing years of work out there in the community. So there is actually quite significant work happening. We can constantly continue doing so by actually working with organizations that are already there and taking the opportunities to help those most in need.
वे कहती हैं कि सतत प्रयास करते रहने के लिए ऑस्ट्रेलिया के नौजवान ही उनकी प्रेरणा हैं और इसी नौजवान पीढ़ी को वो संदेश देती हैं कि
I want them to dream the change and they can achieve what they wish to do. They just need to be persistent and determined to be able to do that.
ऐसे ही और कहानियाँ सुनना चाहते हैं एप्पल पॉडकास्ट गूगल पॉडकास्ट स्पॉटिफाई या फिर जहाँ आप पॉडकास्ट सुनते हैं वहाँ हम हैं।